On March the 1st, 2010, after 5 years in prison in Mannheim, Germany, Ernst Sundel was released. It's time to ask some questions. Does Pierre Blaise, who was once Solicitor General, feel good about having sent Ernst Sundel to 5 years in prison for alleged breach of the security of Canada when a secret trial occurred? And we, as defense counsel, and I was defense counsel for some of that time, are not allowed to know who the witnesses were, what they had to say, could never cross-examine them ourselves. When the Supreme Court, in fact, struck down that legislation, did he feel a twinge of conscience that perhaps having put someone in jail in Germany for, in effect, something the Supreme Court of Canada said should not have occurred, a security certificate trial, does he think perhaps it might not have been the right thing to do? Maybe there's time for everyone to reflect on having put someone in jail under a secret trial in Canada for 5 years. Yes, it was only because the German government did it, but we handed them over to the German government. We handed Ernst Sundel over to sure and certain imprisonment. For what? For speaking his mind? Whether he is or isn't a Nazi, whether he does or does not glorify Adolf Hitler, is totally irrelevant. If we have any principles at all in terms of free speech, we should feel very guilty about putting someone in jail for saying what they believe of any political nature, communist or Nazi or anything else, as long as they didn't advocate violence. And we have no way of knowing what, if any, involvement Ernst Sundel had with violence, because there was no open trial. And Sharkawi was a case the Supreme Court of Canada decided these security certificate trials, as they were conducted at that time, were just unconstitutional, improper, unreasonable, limits on fundamental justice. And yet, it happened. And he was kept in jail for 2 years prior to that. In jail for 2 years. And at that age, to be in solitary confinement for 2 years was a real and significant hardship. To all those who testified against Ernst Sundel in the secret trial, I ask you to examine your conscience and just take a good look at what you did. Take a good look. We don't know who you are, and I really don't care who you are, but I hope someday you think about what you did to someone who did nothing more than express their personal beliefs about history. And I personally have no axe to grind one way or the other. Ernst Sundel is an individual, and like a lot of individuals, he has his good points and his bad points. And I only have this much to say. I hope for the rest of his life he has peace, and he has the ability to carry on with the artwork that he did so well, and enjoy the beautiful atmosphere of his family home in the Black Forest, where I gather he now is. It's a very sad thing to see the injustices perpetrated on anyone, and that's what bothers me about what happened to Ernst Sundel. It was unjust. I did defend him from 1984 to 2004, probably 20 years, and in that period of time he was never convicted of anything violent, and he was acquitted of publishing false news. He was acquitted of anything but, of course, the human rights violation, where truth was no defense, and that's why he left Canada. So this country, with all its sanctimonious utterances about free speech and justice, should take a good hard look at what was done to Ernst Sundel over the 20-some years that he was in this country, more in fact. And that's one of the many reasons why I think Canada, unfortunately, is an institution from which Western Canada should escape, build a country where free speech is real, and maintain a land where there will be no more secret trials in Western Canada.